Irish study links childhood gambling with higher adult addiction risk. An Irish study finds that gambling during childhood substantially increases the likelihood of developing problem gambling in adulthood. Study findings and risks. A survey of more than 1,600 adults in Ireland, carried out by the Economic and Social Research Institute's Behavioral Research Unit and commissioned by the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, identifies a clear association between early gambling exposure and later life harm. Researchers report that individuals who gambled before the age of 18 were almost twice as likely to meet criteria for problem gambling compared with those who did not gamble as children. The study, which examined childhood experiences, family habits, and parental attitudes, also found that having a parent who gambled increased an individual's risk of developing gambling problems by roughly one-third. Respondents who experienced both early personal gambling and parental gambling were around four times more likely to report problem gambling as adults. The research team defined problem gambling as behavior that disrupts everyday functioning and causes financial, mental health, and relationship harm. Childhood exposure reported in the survey ranged from playing slot machines and buying scratch cards to informal betting on horse or dog races. Many participants recalled these activities as harmless entertainment when young, a perception the authors flag as potentially contributing to later harm. "We need to avoid normalizing gambling among young people," said Dr. Shane Timmons, senior research officer at the ESRI, summarizing the study's public health concern. "The study puts the current prevalence of serious gambling-related harm into stark relief. Approximately 1 in 30 adults in Ireland experience levels of gambling harm that extend beyond casual wagering. That estimate aligns with other national and international research showing persistent pockets of high-risk gambling in the population." Regulatory responses and next steps. GRAI Chief Executive Anne-Marie Caulfield said the findings point to an urgent need for broader education and earlier prevention. "This research points to the need for awareness and education among our young people, their parents, and guardians on gambling-related harms," she said, stressing that interventions must target families and not only individual players. Policy debates in Ireland mirror concerns across the UK and other jurisdictions about the growing reach of gambling marketing and gambling-like mechanics embedded in digital entertainment. Campaigns and watchdogs have highlighted how online advertising, sponsorship, and in-game features such as loot boxes can expose minors to the cues and behaviors associated with gambling. Those trends have prompted calls for tighter restrictions on marketing, improved age verification, and clearer guidance for parents and schools. Regulators and public health advocates argue that effective prevention will combine regulation with education. Potential measures under discussion include limits on youth-facing promotions, stricter controls on how gambling is presented in sport and popular culture, mandatory parental information campaigns, and targeted support services for young people identified as at risk. Experts caution that research like the ESRI study strengthens the case for proactive policy responses rather than reactive treatment alone. Early exposure appears to have long-term consequences. Prevention and family-focused education should be prioritized to reduce future harm, said Dr. Timmons. For policymakers, the study provides fresh evidence to inform debates over advertising rules, product design, and the responsibilities of operators and platform providers. As regulators evaluate next steps, the findings are likely to be cited in consultations on advertising restrictions, age verification standards, and school-based prevention programs across Ireland and beyond.